Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I think all of us, unless we are saints or lunatics, probably can relate to this man whose son was possessed by the dumb spirit. And I say lunatics because we have too much faith in ourselves if we really think that we believe so sincerely that we don't need a little bit of help with our beliefs. And I want to come back to that saying of this man, of the son with the dumb spirit. But before doing that, I want to highlight that on this fourth Sunday of Lent, we commemorate St. John Climacus, or St. John of the Ladder, as he's referred to. St. John of the Ladder receives the name because of a book that he wrote called The Ladder of Divine Ascent. And he speaks of 30 different rungs on the ladder. Many of you have heard about it, where we go from our early repentance to what we Orthodox talk about as being deified, as obtaining theosis. And this is a commonly read book in the monastic tradition, not so much among lay people, but very commonly read book in the monastic tradition, especially during this season of Great Lent. And we have an icon. Unfortunately, we don't have one here at St. Mary. It's something I actually have on my calendar to try to do for next year, to make sure that we have this icon so that we can set it out on this fourth Sunday of Great Lent. But many of you are probably familiar with it. If not, you can look it up later. You could just Google Ladder of Divine Ascent icon and you'll see it. And you'll see on this ladder a bunch of people that are going up. And they're going from earth up to heaven to be received by our Lord Jesus Christ. But at various stages when people are going up this ladder, we see demons. They look like black angels, essentially. We see these demons that are pulling people off of the ladder. And some of the people that are on the ladder are trying to pull them back from the demons. It's representing this spiritual struggle that we have. This struggle, which, as we hear from St. Paul, is not just against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and so forth, these evil angels, so to speak, these demons who try to tear us down from this ladder. But one of the things that I want to point out, one of the things that unfortunately is not depicted in this icon of the Ladder of Divine Ascent, is something that also relates to you and me. And I find that unfortunately it's missing from the ladder. Unfortunately, all we see from the ladder are other people on the ladder who are trying to pull back the people that are being pulled off by the demons. And I say this is tragic because often we on the ladder, we who are trying to work our way up the ladder, are often the ones kicking other people off the ladder. We don't even need the demons to be pulling them off because we're trying to kick them off along the way. What we should be doing, brothers and sisters, and what the icon is obviously calling us to do, and that's probably why the icon doesn't show people on the ladder kicking off their fellow strugglers along the way, is because the ideal is that we would be trying to pull people back on, that we would be trying to pull them up. But too often, we are worried about judging others, we're worried about condemning others, we're worried about looking better than others, and so we're busy helping out the demons by kicking people off the ladder. And during this divine season of the Great Fast, we're constantly reminded that we should not be doing this. We should recognize that just like us, and just like this man whose son was possessed by the dumb spirit, we are lacking in faith. So are some of our neighbors. And instead of condemning them and judging them, we should help them in their faith. We should help them along the path. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It's not just our saying, but it's our neighbor also. So we should try to support them and uplift them. And you see this reflected in today's reading from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, when he talks about how Christ, himself like us, was a man of flesh and blood like us. He struggled with us. And if there was anyone who has ever lived who has the right to condemn or to judge us because we fell short, it was that one that we confess who is holy, that one who is Lord, Jesus Christ, because he overcame the weakness of the flesh. He could look at us and say, I overcame. Why didn't you? Why can't you? What's your problem? I don't get it. But instead, he takes the opposite approach, which although he was perfect and did not sin, he understands the temptation. He understands our inclination to being weak. And so, because he is perfect, his heart desires mercy and not sacrifice, as we hear God desires throughout the teaching of the prophets and the teaching of Jesus himself. If there is one thing, brothers and sisters, that I could convey to you about the importance of the gospel, if there's one teaching that you remember over all the years that I've been here and have been teaching, and if God gives me more days, continue to teach, let it be this: that if we want God's mercy, we desire God's mercy, then we also have to show it, that same mercy, to others. So many times we Christians want to come to confession. We want to ask God to forgive us. We want to think that God will overlook our sins, and he will. But only, we hear time and time and time again. We heard it as we prepared for Great Lent. We've been hearing it during Great Lent. God will only forgive us if we go out and show that same mercy to our neighbors. So let us examine ourselves, dear brothers and sisters. Let us examine ourselves and ask, are we like the ones on that icon of the ladder of divine ascent that are pulling people back on? Because that's what we should be doing. Or are we helping to kick people off by being judgmental and condemning of them, by refusing to accept their weaknesses, by refusing to show the same mercy that God has shown us first to them? Because if we do that, if we take that approach, it's clear from this icon, brothers and sisters, that we are on the side of the demons. We pray that God would help to purify our hearts, that he would help to pour out his mercy in us, that we may show it upon others, and that we may be among those who are pulling people up, who are encouraging them, lifting them up, and helping them climb the rung, so that they may reach with us the kingdom of heaven. To our God be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.